Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Every fall, thousands of college athletes show up to preseason convinced they've put in the work. Then week two hits and it turns out the competition isn't what gets them. It's the training load. Overuse injuries have a way of creeping up fast in that first collegiate season, often before you even notice something and add 8,217s off. Here and add 8,217. Why the jump from high school to college is hard on a student athlete and at 8,217. His body. Why the high school to college jump is biologically different from any other transition. Multi-sport high school athletes who become single-sport college specialists experience a training shift that the body has not encountered before. Concentrated, high-volume loading in one movement pattern applied to joints that may still have open growth plates or cartilage that has not reached full mechanical maturity. Published research, co-authored by Dr. Cole and colleagues on cartilage injuries in young high-demand athletes, found that cartilage lesion prevalence in athletes averages 36% across studies, with a meaningful share of those athletes initially asymptomatic. The implication is that joint damage in young athletes accumulates before pain announces itself, which makes the first high-volume training semester a critical window. What happens to overuse injury rates in the first fall semester? The spike in overuse injuries during the first college semester follows a predictable workload pattern. A freshman athlete moving from 3 to 5 high school practices per week to twice daily college sessions, new strength and conditioning programs, and full preseason competition is absorbing a training stimulus that is categorically different in magnitude, even if the sport itself is familiar. This rapid escalation is the same mechanism that drives soft tissue injury rates in any population where workload increases faster than tissue can adapt. Tendons and cartilage adapt more slowly than cardiovascular fitness, which means an athlete can feel aerobically capable of sustaining the new training load while joint structures are still lagging behind in their adaptation. Growth plates and cartilage are not fully protected by strength. One of the more consequential misconceptions in young athlete development is that strength training protects joints in direct proportion to the muscle mass built. Skeletal maturity and cartilage mechanical properties develop on their own timeline, and a 17 or 18-year-old who is strong and fast may still have cartilage tissue that has not reached full adult resilience. Repetitive high-impact loading before that maturation is complete creates conditions where stress fractures, facial injuries, and early cartilage damage are more likely than they would be in a 22-year-old with the same training volume. This is precisely what Dr. Cole has emphasized in his work on young athletes. The young athlete is not simply a smaller or lighter version of a professional, and the physiological differences are clinically meaningful when designing training programs. What to do in the weeks before reporting? The weeks before a freshman athlete reports to campus are not a time to maximize fitness gains. They are a time to prepare joint structures for a sustained load that is about to increase substantially. Progressive loading in the specific movement patterns of the upcoming sport, rather than general conditioning, allows tendons and cartilage to begin adapting to the relevant stress. Posterior chain strengthening that supports the knee and hip underload, shoulder stability work for overhead athletes, and adequate sleep for tissue repair all contribute to a more resilient starting point. Avoiding a spike in training volume in the final 2 weeks before reporting is equally important. Since arriving at camp already carrying micro-tissue fatigue from a last-minute fitness push is a reliable setup for the overuse injuries that follow. How to recognize early warning signs before they become structural problems. The signal that distinguishes manageable soreness from emerging joint damage in young athletes is not pain severity alone. It is pain that persists beyond 24 to 48 hours of recovery, worsens progressively over a training week rather than improving, or changes in character from the diffuse muscle soreness of hard work to a more localized joint-specific discomfort. These patterns warrant evaluation rather than continued training through the symptom, since the cartilage and soft tissue injuries that begin as manageable early findings can become structural problems requiring more involved treatment if training continues unmodified. sports medicine evaluation at that early stage preserves options that may not exist if the same issue is allowed to progress through a full semester of collegiate competition. The first fall semester of college athletics is both an opportunity and a genuine physical test. Young athletes who approach it with a prepared body rather than a maximally trained one tend to come out the other side intact and ready for what follows. If you are a college athlete or a parent of a freshman heading into a first collegiate season and want to understand what joint preparation actually looks like for your specific sport and body, a sports medicine evaluation before camp is the clearest way to start the year on the right foot. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.